Joe Smith time, the morning after Hoosier Hoops here on a Thursday. Say hello to good buddy Keith Klein, Smitty.
Hey, Joe.
Keith, how's come the Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow today, huh?
Yeah, I didn't do too
any
good a job.
Process behind that?
Didn't do it. Didn't do it right.
Well, you know what happened, Joe? We didn't have our tailgate party, and he's probably upset.
Yeah.
The celebration of the large furry rodent.
We slept in from all those overtimes.
Well, it was too cold. That's what happened. It's his fault. It's freezing. Too many overtimes. Punxsutawney Phil, I guess, he's got nothing on you and Fish and Eric sitting there 55 minutes, Joe, and the result is better than anything you're going to tell me about the box score, because if Indiana doesn't win that game, it doesn't matter who has career highs. It doesn't matter on any of that. Penn State was 4-5. The Hoosiers were 4-5. Indiana had a 13-point second-half lead. They let get away. They were at the mercy of Penn State late. They missed some key free throws, turned it over 100 times. But, Joe, the heck with it. It's Thursday morning. It's triple overtime, and the Hoosiers are winners.
Well, wounded, deleted, and need to feel better about what they're doing. Well, the need was 15 minutes of extra basketball that gave us a 3.5-hour marathon of Big Ten hoops opening up the month of February Wednesday night, turning aside Penn State in triple overtime, 110-102, snapping that two-game losing streak, Indiana's first three-overtime game in 30 years. And, yeah, I was at the old Wisconsin Fieldhouse back in 1987. But this one, well, as Coach Tom told us post-game, the feel better part of this one was mystifying for him to watch the growth packed into 55 minutes of basketball after watching Thomas Bryant, Josh Newkirk, Robert Johnson, and Devontae Green score 95 points and hold down 35 rebounds in this Donnybrook, all 4 point totals by those fellows, career best. Game started off sane enough as Indiana shot 58% the opening half, led by as many as 13, only to see Penn State come out of the dressing room, hit 7 of its first 9 in the second half to bolt right back into it, actually grab the lead late in regulation, only to have freshman Deron Davis knock things at 72 on a 1-1 with 3.9 seconds left to, well, get us playing an extra 5. Well, that took us to overtime 1, and Newkirk's drive and reverse fingertip basket as time expired. Well, it was upheld after a lengthy review as we got ready then to play 5 more minutes, game tied at 80. But Tony Carr hit a 1-1 with 4.5 seconds to play. Carr himself, 23 points, 14 assists, the second best all-time in Nittany Lion cage history. This after Thomas Bryant scored 8 of Indiana's 13 points in the second extra period. So we're tied at 93, and we play 5 more minutes. And finally, separation there. As Robert and Josh hit 5 quick points, Newkirk hit a gigantic 3, his 4th of the game. The Hoosiers had it back up to 10 at 106-96. Penn State cut it back to 4, but Green then hit his last 4 free throws, and it finally ended. And to be honest, I needed, 3 overtimes myself and an extra pot of coffee to reconstruct what I just witnessed last night and reconstructed here this morning personally as Indiana played its first ever 3-overtime game played on the McCracken court. 110-102. We'll go inside some numbers a bit later. Indiana women, Terry Morin's crew. 6 o'clock tip at Michigan State. Key road tilt for the ladies. They're stacked up in the mid-pack of the Big Ten right now. Indiana tied for 5th at 5-3. They're looking for 4 in a row and win 16 tonight. Michigan State won at Minnesota Monday night. They're back at it. And they're right behind Indiana at 5-4, and like the Hoosiers, go in as a 15-game winner tonight. What a game last night for Chance Coyle. Panthers all over Owen Valley at Patriot Hall. 88-26, 9 straight now for JR's crew, 13 of its last 14. They're back ranked in the state at number 17 in the coaches' poll this week, and they shot 76%. For the game, a new modern-day accuracy mark at South High School. Panthers pitched a 23-0 shutout in the third quarter. Chance Coyle, 30 points. He missed only 1 of the 12 shots that he took, and Chance last night hit 8 from behind the arc. Tonight, Edgewood, the Western Indiana Conference champs, invade the McKinney Court to take on Andy Hodson in the North Cougs, who will try to make it 7 in a row over Edgewood down through the years. Chalk Talk and both coaches, J.B. Neal and Andy, at 7 o'clock tip with John Callahan joining me from the McKinney Court at 7:30. by the way, we have elsewhere on the sports beat, 23 in the fold for first-year head coach Tom Allen on National Letter Signing Day. We'll touch on some of the Indiana kids Tom's bringing in a little bit later today, and the girls' swimming sectional gets rolling. The postseason has arrived for North South and Edgewood. They'll be competing in the sectional preliminaries over at Columbus North with Phil Cole's ladies, the defending champion. They'll get rolling with prelims at 5:30 tonight.
You know what's crazy, Joe? South was 13 of 19 from three and 13 of 17 from the foul line.
those numbers were about as gaudy and unbelievable as the ones we saw last night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
I'm no math major, but I know making 20-footers is harder than making 15-footers.
How about scoring 30 points on 12 shots and not attempt a free throw?
That's pretty good. 8 and 9 from 3 will help, like you mentioned, as well. Hoosiers, Joe, again, I'm going to leave this as a win. It's a win they had to have. You can't lose to Penn State and expect anything out of your season, especially at home. They took care of business. The 23 turnovers, they're not solved. That's just how they play. It's going to be an accepted fact from this point forward. It's just that's how it happens. Luckily,
well, those 15 in the second half and the overtimes, you know, were extended into 35 extra minutes. They, you know, had only 8 at halftime. But yeah, I understand where you're going from. And you know, 13 assists on 41 made baskets.
Not good enough. 110 points and 13 assists. So, that's a tough one. But they got to play better, and that's all they can do is one game at a time, trying to figure it out. Penn State missed some clutch free throws late. Indiana missed some clutch free throws late. Deron Davis didn't miss any clutch free throws late. That's Kansas and Penn State. He's shown his moxie twice on all that. Big test with Wisconsin coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that at 8:45 as well. Good luck with the Mustangs in North tonight. I hope bring a new pen. Your pen from last night, you're out of ink. But Cooper Bybee and Musa Jallo are going to test that ink again tonight.
That's a nice little testy matchup between
tasty,
those two.
Very tasty. So we'll enjoy that at 7 o'clock.
Tasty and testy.
That's right. After Your Money with David Hayes gets us going at 6. Good
Sounds
stuff.
Good.
We'll hear you in a little bit.
All righty.
8:47 at WGCL, the morning after Indiana basketball. Joe Smith is live with us. So is Keith Klein. Good morning.
Hey.
And here's Joe. Smitty, how are you?
Hey.
No traveling.
I'm at my sixth overtime now.
There you go. The good news is you didn't have to hop on a plane and jump back after that, Loretta. No 9 o'clock tip last night. 6:30 tip. Still get home at 11 o'clock at night. That's the funny part. It's fun to laugh the morning after because Indiana victorious, Joe, and the Hoosiers after an 0-2 week. Last week of not able to score any points, only, 60 at Michigan and 55 at Northwestern. Heck, they had 47 in the first half last night. That had to be a sign of things getting a little bit better. Hoosiers go on to win in triple overtime, and you sat and saw through it all.
Well, while it was a record-breaking career night for four Hoosiers last night in that three-overtime tussle with Penn State, let's remember it was Deron Davis's one-plus with 3.9 seconds left from the free-throw line. It set the scene and extended this one out to 55 minutes on Wednesday night, opening up the month of February. Deron did match a career high with his 8 rebounds to go along with 9 points. He played 22 minutes, a far cry, though, from the quartet of four, Thomas Bryant, Robert Johnson, Josh Newkirk, and Devontae Green, who all logged at least 44 total minutes to score 95 points and haul in 35 rebounds. Led by Bryant's magnificent game inside, 31 points, 11 boards, giving him 54 and 22 in the last two games. But unlike Sunday at Northwestern, this one was a win. And as Coach Tom told us postgame, the energy was as high as it could possibly be, standing tough and not caving in. Well, it was the Hoosiers that caved in, a worn-out Nittany Lion bunch, scored the most points ever for them in a Big Ten game, only to lose. But it was a quick 5-0 start to the third overtime session that set the table. The lead grew to 10 at 106-96, and the Hoosiers got 4 straight free throws from Devontae Green to close out win number 5 in the league, headed to Wisconsin Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Kohl Center. In what Coach Tom termed a battle of wills last night, the Hoosier numbers swelled
in this one, as one would expect, with the game extended out to 55 minutes. Indiana had 56 rebounds, 66 points in the paint. Indiana, in the three overtimes, shot 52%, held Penn State to 40, including only 1 of 8 from 3. The Penn Staters put up 32 three-pointers on the night, hit 11, 34%, but a paltry 4 of 17 in the second half and in those three overtime sessions. Exciting? Yep. Pretty? No. Defense? Eh, that took the night off for both teams in this 212-point total team evening of offense. The Hoosiers with 23 turnovers, 15 in the second half and overtimes, giving Penn State 29 points. That's a season worst for Indiana in that regard. But facing a must-win situation ushering in February, the Hoosiers outscored the Nittany Lions 17-9 in that final overtime when the game was on the line, 110-102. Hashtag breakthrough in 2017, that's the motto, the first class for Coach Tom Allen, 23. And his coach told me afterwards when we got together with him in the team meeting room at football complex, the best players, believe me, are going to play regardless of class. Well, it's a versatile bunch. Six in-state young men are coming here. Brett Berry from Carmel, Harry Kreider, who played for Bob Gavis over at Columbus East, Brian Fitzgerald, who Tom is really high on, young man, defensive back from Avon. Also Tri-West, Peyton Hendershot, Caleb Jones from Lawrence North, and LaShawn Minor Jr., a 285-pound defensive lineman from Ben Davis. Those are the in-state kids. All told, when it was said and done, the Hoosiers signed 12 defensive players, 9 over on the old offensive side, 1 athlete and 1 punter. Gosh, we got another Australian punter coming in, and Hayden Whitehead is coming in from Melbourne. First Aussie to punt for Indiana since Tyson Beatty did it back for Jerry DiNardo in the early part of the 2003 campaign. So some dates of note. March 4th will be the first day of spring practice. April 13th will be your spring game. They'll take a week off for spring break, come back and wrap things up. By the way, that spring game will be on a Thursday night. Due to the fact that it is Good Friday that weekend, Easter weekend, so that'll be Thursday night under the lights at Memorial Stadium. FYI there, football related for Coach Tom, his first recruiting class. Elsewhere on the sports feed, a big one for Terry Morin and the women tonight. They go on the road and look for a 4 in a row in their 16th win. They got a tough one. Michigan State is 8-2 at the Breslin Center. They won Monday night on the road, beating Minnesota. Like Indiana, they're lumped right there in the middle. Indiana's ahead of them right now. They're tied for 5th and 5-3. A nice 6th win there would be Dandaroo for the IU gals. And right behind them stands Michigan State at 5-4. And like Indiana, they go into the 6 o'clock encounter up in East Lansing tonight, a 15-game winner. Well, it was a defensive masterpiece. There was some defense played last night. It was on the high school beat over at Patriot Hall in Spencer as the Panthers held Owen Valley to 26. They scored a season-high 88. That's 9 straight now for J.R. Panthers of South. They've won 13 of their last 14. They shot an amazing 76%. That is a new modern-day accuracy mark as South High School. The Panthers pitched a 23-0 shutout in that third quarter, and Chance Coyle needed only 12 shots to score 30 points. Young man had 8 three-pointers. Well, Caleb Norris, unfortunately, will not be available for tonight's Edgewood Mustangs of J.B. Neal. He is out with a concussion. So the next man up for the Ponies, they gallop over from Ellettsville into the McKinney Corral to take on the North Cougs. They'll be looking for their 7th straight win over Edgewood tonight. We'll be on the air. J.B. Neal, Andy Hodson, Chalk Talk at 7. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30. And FYI, we get the postseason rolling. In girls swimming, yep, the sectional has arrived over at Columbus North, as usual, the prelims. Tonight at 5:30 for Bloomington North, the defending champion South Panthers, Phil Cole, and the Edgewood Mustangs.
All right. It's a busy week, and we're not even to Friday morning yet, Joe.
No, I don't even know what day it is.
Owen Valley had 2 in the first and 0 in the third. I mean, that's how you hold a team to 20-something. But hitting that percentage of shots doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Good job by you. Big trip coming up on Super Bowl Sunday to Wisconsin. Badgers are off. The Badgers played Tuesday. They played Tuesday night at Illinois, ran over the Fighting Illini at Champaign. So they're tied with Maryland atop the league. Indiana needs a win like that, Joe, to get this resume moving. They had to win last night. They did. That's the good news. So let's hope a big one. We'll talk more about Bucky Badger tomorrow. We'll get a full recap of Edgewood North. That's after Your Money with David Hayes. 6 o'clock, David Hayes. 7 o'clock, Chalk Talk from the Tom McKinney Court. So we'll do it all again tomorrow.
All right. Looking forward to it. Have a good one.
Get a nap.
See you, Keith.
Take care, Joe.
Quick. All right, we'll hear you tonight, buddy.
All right, bud.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Mondays, Fridays, the mornings after. So a full week with Joe.